Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is 1 week after we celebrated Easter, but I know the celebration goes on. In what way? Well, question. Did you spend the week in your analytical mind? Did you make your decisions from your fact-finding strategies? Or did you get in touch with the deeper meaning of you, the intuitive faculty, commonly known to you as the body? And I hope to my listeners that you've made that connection by now, that last week my Easter celebration to you had a lot to do with understanding spirituality, understanding the way you make your decisions each and every day as an intelligence that comes from your body. And on that basis, I want to call it science. Well, I'm going to further that today. I'm going to further that in the sense that there's way more to talk about. That to some will sound esoteric or spiritual, but to me, it's as plain as the sky is blue. It's founded in scientific fact. And behold you, we can begin now. Are you looking at the pictures? You must be on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Two T's. If you're new to the show and you can't get to the website, please get home, and when you can, listen to the show again and do. For the rest of you looking at the show on the website, looking at the pictures, let's begin. I put 41 pictures here for you today, because today what we're going to discuss is the meaning of the pelvic floor muscles. That whether you know it or not, your pelvic floor muscles, you know, those muscles that hold your urine in and your feces. And as people, grandma and grandpa, get older, unfortunately, unnecessarily, they find that it's tougher to keep even basic human function intact. A couple of stains, a couple of drips. Certainly, we don't want to jump up and down too aggressively. You know, this pelvic floor issue has been issue from the beginning of time. In 1895, Dr. James Naismith invented basketball. And in America, basketball being the new sport, had women in colleges counseled that if they took the risk of partaking in this dangerous game called basketball, this is all in the literature, surely their abdominal organs would fall out through their vaginal canal. And this is what they were told. In other words, they would drop to the bottom and nothing would be there, no perineal muscles to stop them. So this pelvic floor, there's been much about this, from the Kegel exercises to the root lock in yoga, the bundas, which we're going to discuss today because I think they're the most prolific, comprehensive, and rooted in the reality of each and every day. But issues about the pelvic floor are everywhere. From Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine, publishing regularly on the dangers of the episiotomy, cutting those perineal muscles and all the damage that it can cause, all the way to what we're going to discuss today. Let's break it down. Let's understand why the memory that you had as a teenager that's resulted in, well, not knowing where you put your keys or not remembering a name or a phone number 10 seconds after you heard it today, those headaches you get, those diseases are as firmly rooted in the perineal muscles as they are in the site of the disease or the symptom. If you think your eyesight, your hearing, your sense of smell, your brain tumor, your heart disease, your thyroid problem, your lung issues, your spleen, your pancreas, your stomach, your intestinal issues, your gonadal issues, your uterus, your ovaries, your prostate, is about those glands. I am here to tell you today that your pelvic floor is where you need to look. Seek and you will find. But you got to look in the right direction. Let's look at the pelvic muscles. All right. Picture number four. Get to picture number four. Yeah, we got to teach it this way. It's the only way. The pelvic diaphragm of the female. Now let's relax, kick back with your cornflakes, and let's take a look at a superior view of your pelvic muscles. So person standing, and you're above them, and you chop them in half, and now you're looking down into them. If you stick your finger through those muscles, you come out between their legs. So are you oriented there? Okay, good. Take a look at those muscles. That's the pelvic floor. If you go in there and you take a knife and you cut from the top to the bottom and you split that open, well, welcome to childbirth. When a woman tears from vagina to anus, she's doing something like I just described. Even if she gets an episiotomy, she's kind of doing something like us, like I just described. And in that these muscles characteristically lose tone. Remember, this is a muscle. But it's not the kind of muscle that anybody in the weight room is concerned about. At Jack LaLanne's, at Equinox, at LA Fitness, at 24-Hour Fitness, the home gym routine, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nobody's really concerned about the tone and power and muscularity of these muscles. Because if anybody's looking at these muscles on you, well, what does that mean? It's not an aesthetic muscle. It's not what you're looking at in the gym when you're looking in the mirror. So nobody cares. And that's the problem. Forget your deltoids. Forget your traps. Forget your pecs. Forget your six-pack abs. This is nonsense. Forget your gluteal muscles, forget your quadriceps. Focus here. These are the perineal muscles. This is where the exercise should be. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. I do my Kegels. No, I'm not talking about Kegel. Don't even think anything in the next 60 minutes relates to that nonsense. This is about creating power, the kind of power that we all exalt at Equinox when we bench that iron. This is about power down there. Now, why that's important, why that should change your routine, why you should either comment on the show, call into the office, come to my school, go to any school, take courses in this stuff. What you're missing if you don't really get it, if you haven't acted on it yet, is the understanding. So let's have some understanding here. Now you're looking at these muscles. Look at the bottom left, iliococcygeus muscle of the levator ani. And look at where the arrow goes. That's a muscle. That muscle has an origin and an insertion. It has two ends. One end of it, if you're understanding how you're looking at this picture, one end of it is to your coccyx and your sacrum. Coccyx and sacrum. Can you see the coccyx and the sacrum here? Look at the bottom right, and you're going to see two words, coccyx and sacral promontory. Coccyx and sacral promontory. Now, you got to picture the sacrum. So let's just take a moment to picture the sacrum. Take it slow. Take it easy. Let's look at picture 17. Look at picture 17. There's that sacrum, your sit bone, as they call it. Hope you're not sitting on your coccyx because it's going to hurt. Some of you that are that slender on a hard wooden chair, you know, at the office, the one that the state puts there, or your boss, because they don't want to pay for the good one. if you're really slender, that coccyx, the tip of that, that little triangle on the bottom, jams in to that chair. Yeah, you know that one. Above it, the sacrum, as in sacred. So you've got all your cervical, all your thoracic, all your lumbar vertebrae, and then on the bottom there, your sacrum. And then on the tip, your coccyx. Touch your coccyx. Take a moment, put your paws on your coccyx right now. Get to know that bone. That bone is the navigator. It navigates your autonomic nervous system. Ida and Pingala, sympathetic and parasympathetic. It's the root. That little bone there, that triangle, the tiny one, not the bigger one, sacrum, and then below it, coccyx. That coccyx is a weather vane. There's a concept. You can detach it and put it back on. If you really work correctly, if you really get flexible enough, if you really do what you're supposed to do, that bone starts to get soft. Sound familiar? If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. Yes, what does this have to do with nutrition? Everything. Everything. And you, my audience, understand. This has everything to do with nutrition. Because if this system doesn't work, if the pelvic floor muscles don't have tone, you cannot regulate the nervous system. So take a look at that coccyx and understand it's a weather vane. It floats. If it floats, if it can float. Or is it stuck? Is it crooked? Is it damaged? Is it scarred? Is it immobilized? Well, we'll see. Let's go back to picture number four. Those muscles of the pelvic floor. Iliococcygeus, levator ani. Coccygeus. Pubococcygeus. Obturator ani. Not important to remember the names. Not important. When was the last time you touched your pelvic floor? If you're too fat, you can't even reach it. If you're really overweight, you can't even touch your genitals, let alone see them. This part of your body, you have to get to. This part of your body's hidden. And the tragedy is that a lot of people look at this part of the body as dirty. It's dirty, so we sweep it under the rug. The urethra, the rectum, the vaginal canal. Well, at least the first two are dirty. It's where the waste comes out. It's where the bacteria builds up. And those places are dirty, so don't think about them. Unfortunately, they're next to a place that shouldn't be dirty, and that's the genital. Thus, the great human dilemma. I'd love it if you looked at this area as a place that should be explored, as a place that's not dirty, as a place that should be lifted to the morning sun, so that the waves of the earth and the sky can vibrate those areas, can disinfect those areas, can bring those areas to life to give them tone. But here's the point. If those areas get flaccid, if those muscles get flaccid, and just for openers, understand that when you contract the anal sphincter, when you contract the vaginal canal, when you contract the prostate gland, when you hold your urine, when you hold your feces, when you ejaculate, male or female, all of these muscles are part of that ejaculation, are part of that retention. They have a tone. Men, try this. Try this on for size. Ejaculate. If you're over 50 especially, ejaculate twice in a day. Ejaculate three times in a day. In a weekend, ejaculate four or five times. And then on Monday morning, squeeze those areas. And I'll guarantee you, you can't. I'll guarantee you, you're going to feel a weakness relative to...